Let's talk about the project itself and what's happening with crisis services and this PSA that's coming up. What is it exactly?
I'm more or less just a participant, just a cog in this larger piece. You know, I didn't have a lot to do with planning it, but it sort of plays into something that's very important to me. And really, it's just talking about mental illness. It's being transparent with something that, you know, more and more people are suffering from and don't know how to talk about and are afraid to talk about. And I mean, and I know that because I was that guy until I just got so angry at some of the misinformation, the way that people thought that they understood what was going on inside of somebody else's head when they clearly didn't. So just talking about it, trying to start conversations for people.
You talk about for years you felt this way, but you didn't feel comfortable talking about it. And can I ask, why before did you not feel comfortable talking about it with peers and coworkers?
It's difficult to talk about something that doesn't have a name. I have a huge South Buffalo family, and depression and anxiety and just about any diagnosable mental illness is prevalent in my family. I can point to the person who suffers from it. So to me, it almost seemed kind of normal. Like, oh, okay, I'm just like Aunt so-and-so, or I'm just like cousin blank, or I'm just like uncle, or I'm like grandpa, or whatever. And we never talked about it as a family. And I don't think that's unusual for any family. It's the same way cancer was 50 years ago. We didn't talk about cancer. People just disappeared and died from it. But once you have the tools, the ability to know what it is you're talking about, and you have a word that you can say what this thing is. And I can almost, I can't tell you the date, but I can tell you the day when I figured out, okay, boy, this has been going on for 30 years, and now I know what this is. After I felt like my brain was falling out of my ear one day, having a panic attack, having lived with a constant anxiety and not even realizing that I was suffering from constant anxiety, but being on a 9 on the anxiety scale and all of a sudden having that cranked up to a 17 one day and literally thinking I was dying, doing what everybody does, type it into old WebMD to see what's going on. And I'm like, wow, that was a panic attack. Okay, boy, I need to figure out how to start getting some help. And that was a 7 or 8 year journey from there in order to get to a spot where I was sitting in front of somebody who was able to help me get through it. And even from there, it was another year before I talked about it. What made me want to talk about it, Robin Williams' suicide shook me. I was a radio news person when Robin Williams died, and I was there all day. We found out that he had passed away, and then we found out that it was probably a suicide, and then we found out some more of the things that went into it. That really shook me, knowing at this point what I knew about myself. I was a radio news person when Anthony Bourdain died, and I was the news guy on a morning show with people having happy talk, and they were not doing happy talk, but talking about Anthony Bourdain, and neither one of them had any idea what was going on in his head. And it just, it made me mad. Not mad at them, they just had no idea. And at that point, right then and there, I realized if they don't know that the guy sitting 10 feet away from them is having the same sorts of issues that Anthony Bourdain did, who is going to tell them about that? Well, I guess that's got to be me. And I sat and wrote a very long blog post piece on just what's gone on in my life. And that was a very freeing moment. When you hit send on something like that, you know, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000 words, very graphic and very detailed, you don't know what's going to happen. You have no idea. Did I just ruin my life? Did I just tell everybody this thing that was going on? And the response was resoundingly amazing. Support from friends, people that I hadn't talked to in years, calling and going, this is amazing what you did. People that I hadn't talked to in years going, I got the same thing going on. I'm really glad to know that I'm not alone. I'll be honest, there were a couple of friends who said, how dare you have this thing going on and not tell me? Which is kind of a weird response, and those people aren't necessarily my friends anymore. But your original question was, why didn't I talk about it? I think it just took, it had to be the right instance, you know? It had to be the right spot. and just sitting there and having read this news of somebody having taken his own life, and having two people who I considered friends not having any idea and just having all the wrong notions about this, and realizing that, you know, that there are a lot of people who are suffering from kind of the same thing to varying degrees. The loneliness of it all is terrifying. And to not be so lonely because somebody has written down the same feelings that you have, to be able to provide that to people is really, it's a gift to me to be able to do that for people.